Come on, slow starter.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We don't get in shape here.
Boom, yeah, just boom.
There you go.
Cadillac, halfback check.
Eagle. You got to run through that one. Got to have that one right now.
Come on, Stephon, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Get up here.
Oh, no. That's why I put him up there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the sights and sounds of Armed Forces Day here. It's Military Day at training camp for the Philadelphia Eagles and the fans here at Lehigh University. An opportunity to salute our nation's finest men and women who protected our country, and the players and the coaches and everyone. Glad to see for the 16th straight year, Military Day at training camp. As the guys and girls run onto the field at the end of practice, the players spending time, the coaches spending time, with our armed forces, those who protect this great country of ours. More on that, of course, coming later in the day as we talk to some of the players instrumental in the afternoon of saluting the armed forces. And every player took part in it, as did every coach. And just a really nice tribute that the Eagles do every year here at training camp to say thank you to our U.S. military. So a wonderful gesture. The 500 strong came early in the day, had a nice breakfast, a little Q&A with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, and then watched some practice as we watch, once again, the rain come down here at Lehigh University. It's Training Camp Live. I'm Dave Spadaro, and we welcome you into our tent here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles getting their morning workout in, a good workout. The news coming toward the end of practice that Andy Reid altering the training camp schedule. And training camp ends one day early. So the Tuesday afternoon walkthrough gets canceled, as does the Wednesday walkthrough, the pre-walk, the mock game that the Eagles usually run. So the players and the coaches will leave Lehigh tomorrow afternoon rather than Wednesday morning. Military Appreciation Day at training camp here. Eagles play the Steelers 8 o'clock Thursday on Fox. That is a national game. The Eagles are 9-12 against the Steelers in the preseason. And, of course, you see the regular season record as well. And there are some depth chart changes, but nothing really notable. The Eagles not making much of a big deal here about the depth chart. There certainly are some questions about some of the positions, and we'll get to some of them. Really notably on the offensive side of the football, particularly at offensive tackle. There's really no one who has taken the lead at the offensive tackle position. All right, let's start on the telephones. Let's go to, as we take a look at the depth chart, let's talk to KJ in Buffalo. Hey, KJ.
How's it going, Dave?
Going good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while. Called after like 4 years.
Well, thanks for calling back.
Yeah, no problem, man. I just had a question, you know, mostly about like our second wide receiver behind Deshaun. If Macklin's not healthy, like who do you see being the second?
Probably Riley Cooper or Jason Avant.
Jason Avant. It wouldn't be, by any chance, like Johnny Lee Higgins?
Yeah, you know, Johnny Lee is, I think he's getting better, but he really hasn't jumped out. So I would say probably not. Now, I talked to Steve Smith today. He feels good. He's making progress. He thinks he's going to be ready for the first game. He doesn't think he'll play in any preseason games.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a holding pattern there with both he and with Macklin. No update on Jeremy Macklin to date.
And I think about Ryan Harris, the right tackle. I think if he stays healthy,
well, he's not healthy, KJ. He hasn't practiced for 3 days.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. When he's healthy, like he's a pretty good right tackle. But thing is, injury just holds him back.
Yeah, I mean, he played two series against the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night. And we have not seen him since then. So, to me, right tackle. You know, I know I've gotten about 3 million phone calls on middle linebacker. To me, right tackle is the largest concern on this football team. There is no defined right tackle right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because that's Vic's blind side. That's the most basically the important side of the line, because if he's not seeing someone coming from that side, he's gonna, you know, gonna get injured or fumble or whatever.
Yep, I'm with you on
and
that.
And do you know by any chance if they would or wouldn't move Peters to that side or no?
Yeah, they're not going to move him to that side. Now, I think in an emergency situation, they could move Harriman's to that side. Because they do have some veteran depth inside with Evan Mathis and Mike McGlynn, but I don't see that. I don't see Peters going from left tackle to right tackle. He's a pretty good left tackle.
you see Winston Justice by any chance making it back?
Yeah, I do. I think he's coming along in his warm-ups. We take a look at these guys. This is from earlier. We did shoot that today, though, so we should have some updated video on that. Fran shot that today. We should show Winston Justice from today. I think he's making good progress. I don't know. You know, I mean, he still hasn't practiced yet.
And just about the safety, do you think Jarrett's going to make, going to be the starter by the season starts? Because I like him as strong safety.
No, I think Kurt Coleman's playing really well there.
Just kind of think he's undersized, though. Like, that's
he is. He is. But he's playing really well, and he knows the defense, and he knows the tempo of the NFL, and Jarrett's there pushing. And I like the competition. I think both guys have done a nice job.
And I think, everyone's talking about the corners. I think it's going to work out because usually, whenever you see, games in passing situations, it's always three wide receivers, one running back, and one tight end.
Yeah.
So I think that's how we match up perfectly because we can change our cornerback. If Osmoba is going to go defend the tight end, we can just put Hanson or DRC on the other receiver and have whichever one wants to cover the slot one. I think we can work all
KJ, I think the Eagles are really flexible on defense. They have been using Hanson as a third cornerback. They've used Rogers Cromartie as a third cornerback a lot today. They've liked their young guys, Curtis Marsh and Trevard Lindley. There's some great opportunities for a lot of different players in the secondary. And I think that's really that combined with a front four that is relentless. I think you're going to see a really good aggressive defense.
And a lot of people are worried about the linebackers. I think if the D-line does their job, which they probably will, I don't think we're going to have a problem with linebackers because the other team's offensive line isn't going to be able to get on the linebackers if D-line does their job.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea.
So they can just go and get their tackles.
Yeah, the defense goes up the field. They are going up the field.
Yep.
All right, KJ, don't be such a stranger now.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Thanks. It's KJ in Buffalo. We go to Buffalo this year. Maybe we'll see up there against the Bills. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Training Camp Live. Phone numbers to call 610-758-1921. We've got a great show for you today. Marty Morningwig updates the offense. The offensive coordinator will meet the media here shortly. A lot of practice footage for you. And we're going to continue to cover this military day, which was a really special day for everyone. Once again, reminder of where you are in this world. This is the reason there's an NFL, and we're all out here enjoying it. Because of our great military keeping us safe. I'll take another phone call here. No phone call? Okay. Let's go to Marty Morningwig, then, Eagles offensive coordinator. The offense came out, did their job on Thursday night, right? Michael Vick had one series, one touchdown, probably didn't score as many points as Marty would like overall, but a lot of good things. Let's go to the offensive coordinator now.
I'll tell you what, this great training camp, quite different. With the new guys and then the young guys, and I'm talking specifically about the rookies, they really put hard work in on the field, extensive work in off the field because of the lack of reps and mini camps, and the learning process had to be expedited, and proud of those guys. Right about now, the new and the younger guys, it's clicking for them. Right about now, you start to say they're feeling very comfortable with their assignments. They're getting in and out of the huddle, knowing exactly what their responsibility is, and now they're able to play fast. When you know what you're doing, your natural talent can show up. So that's where we're at. We've got Pittsburgh Thursday night. We're looking forward to that. A road game, crowd noise. There's a lot of things that go into playing on the road and winning on the road. So we're emphasizing that just a little bit. Let's open up to questions.
Marty, what's wrong with Shady? He didn't practice today.
Well, I'm not going to get into details, but we just backed him off just a little bit, so he can get his legs back and so forth. Do we have him on the injury list?
We'll get that from Darren.
Yeah. So, but we just backed him off just a little bit. He went through much of the individual drills and those sort of things, but we just backed them off a little bit.
Marty, what are your impressions so far of Deion Lewis?
Well, outstanding. The man can run the football. Okay, and then last week he proved that he can pick up a blitzer and a physical man. It was a linebacker. In fact, he did it twice. So that's what I was looking for there out of him. But some of the small stature guys can't do that, and they're not in this league very long. Many of them can. For instance, Brian Westbrook. Now, some of these fellas are a little shorter than you think, but they're bigger than you think. And Deion stacked pretty good. So now, fundamentals and technique-wise, he's got to get better there. So those two things come right to the forefront of my mind.
How do you compare his running style to that of Westbrook?
Oh, you know, I think they're just a little bit different. Just a little bit different. Brian Westbrook, it's hard for me to, I think it would be unfair to Deion and Brian to compare those two at this stage. Because Brian was such a great player. Brian could do everything. Brian was one of the top, let's say, five runners in the league. He was, I think, probably the best pass protector at his position in the league. He could go out at a receiver spot and run routes and catch the ball and score touchdowns as good as many receivers in this league. So Brian was a special player. Style-wise, they're just a little bit different. Probably in the same mold, though, you know?
Marty, 2 years ago, Cornelius Ingram was kind of the flavor of the month. I mean,
what's that?
So 2 years ago, Cornelius Ingram came to camp.
Yes.
He was kind of high profile. Everybody was raving about him. Then he tore the ACL.
Yeah.
He's feeling as good as he has since before his first ACL, he says. What kind of camp has he had, and what are your thoughts on him right now?
Outstanding, young, talented man. Now, he's been through really two major injuries. One coming out, if you remember, when we drafted him previous to that. And then he got one with us. And so the terminology, the verbiage, the responsibilities, he's got all of that. Now it's experience, and then how you go about getting it done, your assignment, technique, and the fundamentals. So he's right in the middle of that. He just hasn't been on the field much with our offensive structure in the last couple of years, and he's having an outstanding camp. He really flashes brilliance, you know. And so now he's got to play at that high level on a consistent basis.
Marty, last year at times you struggled in the red zone, and you bring in Donald Lee this year, who's made a career of scoring touchdowns in the red zone. What have you seen from Donald? So using a lot in some packages yesterday. Does he really give you an added dimension then?
Yes. Donald Lee is an outstanding player, very good in the pass game, and so I think he can help us, yeah, just a little bit.
His career, though, has kind of shifted a little bit since playing with Brett. He's been more of a blocking guy. What does it take for a guy to kind of make that transition when he's Brett's number one target a lot of times and then been asked to totally change the game?
Well, great ones can do that, and that's one reason we have him here. He's got good experience in line blocking, and then he's been a very good receiving type tight end, so he's quite versatile, and I think he can help us. I think he's got a great opportunity here to be able to do that, and then he's right in the middle of getting all that hard work and preparation in, and so he will be able to help us, and we'll see how that turns out.
A lot of the free agents who came here cited Michael Vick, the opportunity to play with Michael Vick. Does that surprise you at all? And have you seen that phenomenon before with teams?
Heck, I would too. I want to play with Michael. Now, I'm biased toward Michael, but what a great quarterback I think that he's evolving into. And so, plus I think there's great respect for Mike because he was at the top at one point. And then he was at the bottom several years later. And then he's got himself back up to the top. So I think there's great respect for a person when they do that. Now, I'm just thinking right here off the top of my head. So I think there's two things there that are working. And I have seen it before, in Green Bay. And then when I was in San Francisco, we've got several people, great players, to come for less money. They wanted one last shot at
That was with Steve Young.
Yep, Steve was there. Yep, we had a lot of great, great players, and Steve was sort of the leader there. Not sort of, he was the leader there.
Mike's leadership really seems, now that he's fully in charge, get go, really notice his leadership. Talking to guys and things like that. How big a component is that for?
Well, you're right, and that is a huge. You know, playing a quarterback position, you're thrust into a leadership role just by the position, and he sort of taken the bull by the horns, and much of leadership comes naturally, and your experiences in your past, and all those type of things, and everybody's just a little bit different on how they lead, and then there are some things that just have to be done. Leadership-wise, at the quarterback position, and he's really done a fine job with that. I'm really impressed with the way that Mike Vick goes about his business. He's a real pro football player. He goes about it a certain way.
What is it, Jim?
Well, there's too many details to get into it, but he does a we could talk for 2 days about that. I really, and it's so important, as you're alluding to. And he's done just an outstanding job. And really, I'm reiterating myself just a little bit. Everybody's different on how they go about it. But there are some things that are very structured that way.
Or what does it do for you as a coaching staff, as a team, when you stand out there and you have members of all the armed forces walking around and the crowd's cheering and your own players are yelling USA, what does that do for you?
Well, I think most of the, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I got some tingles, you know. Great respect for the men and women in the force, in our armed forces, and we could talk a long time about what they do for us in this country. So, and I think our players and coaches, and again, I can't speak for everybody, but I think there's great respect for the men and women in the armed forces.
Oh, Chad Hall's an Air Force guy.
Yeah.
That's the Camp he's having. You know, where he fits in.
Well, he acts like he's running the armed forces, you know. He's quite confident in himself and everything that he does. And so you can tell that there was a possibility that he came from our services, you know. The way that he goes about his business and handles things, and a really, really confident young man. And so these are some of the types of people that are in our services. So he's had an excellent camp. The man can play ball. Done. He can play football, and he plays it at a high level. Certainly have some strengths. He basically catches everything that's thrown to him. He's very quick. He's very consistent, and I think one of the best things you can say about a player is he can play, and he can play at a high level. So,
Marty, can you talk about the battle that's going on between the wide receivers and the defensive backs during the course of this camp, and in particular, like DeSean Jackson up against the big three there?
Yeah. Well, DeSean, the first day, we all hear the first day in one-on-ones, where DeSean's a little different than us regular people. You know, I mean, DeSean can. He's just got such a uniquely high level of talent. He's fast. He's quick. He's athletic. He's smooth. He's natural. He's smart. He's got all of those things, and so he's quite different. He had fresh legs as well. So
give him all that money.
Well, I can't go in that direction. I don't even know where they're at there, but. I sure am happy to have him in camp, and I think he's happy to be back with us, part of the team. You know, DeSean, he's a tough guy now. DeSean Jackson is a tough, tough guy, and he's all about the team. He doesn't care who gets the credit, who scores, is all he is about winning the next ball game. Now, having said that, about the third play of this team drill, he comes up and says, "I can go deep on him." So, but that was half a joke, did you? Huh? But he did do that. Yeah, 42 squat number. We can go over to the top. But anyways,
having that kind of competition between the defensive backs is such a high level, and you have players like
yeah, we always have great competition, and we've got some great cover men on this football team on the defensive side. So it only makes both sides better, you know. And then we get Deshaun, and we can test him just a little bit in other ways as well. So.
Morning, last one here, Nick.
Yeah, we did briefly cover that, and you know, road game. There's a lot of things that go into winning on the road, and you know, the travel and how you go about it, and there's a lot of things to that, and then specifically the crowd noise, and so this will be an excellent challenge for us there. You're playing a great defensive football team. I believe they were number 2 in the league last year, and I believe all 11 are returning. And let's see. I think 9 or 10 of the backups are returning as well. So they're set there. What a great defense! And then you put the crowd noise on top of that. We've got a great challenge there, a great opportunity as well. All right, man.
And there you go. That is Marty Mornhinweg, Eagles offensive coordinator, as the rain continues to come down lightly here at the Goodman campus of Lehigh University. Dave Spitter with you. Training camp live on this Monday here in the Lehigh Valley. Let's take some phone calls. Joe in Philadelphia joins us. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All right. I'm wondering, I am coming up with a friend tomorrow for morning practice. What time does the morning practice start now?
The players start wandering out around 7:45. They blow the whistle 8:05, you know, go into their warm-ups and
okay.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that they're going to start practice at 9:30 tomorrow morning because there's no afternoon. Is that true at all?
They've not told us that. The practice schedule has been altered because there's no afternoon practice and there's no walkthrough the next day, mock game. But as far as I know, there is still an 8:05 practice.
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you. Bye. See you tomorrow. Stop by. Say hi. 610-758-1921 on this rather drizzly Monday. We get to the end of camp here, guys, and it's all kind of right in front of us. A game Thursday. A game the next week against Cleveland. Then the week after, it's the fourth preseason game. Bang, regular season's here. I want to know what you feel about the team. Let's go to New York and talk to Deshaun. Hey, Deshaun.
Hey, how you doing, though?
Good, how are you?
All right.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Because I'm an avid Eagles fan.
I hope so.
Loved them since Jaworski, since Herm picked it up and ran. Loved them all.
Okay.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of scrutiny involved in camp this year or in the Eagles organization as far as signing all these players. I think were great acquisitions. I mean, I think they really hit it on the head. They filled a lot of needs. They also put a lot of depth on the team. I think it's great. I think it's the most talented team the Eagles have ever had. Okay?
It's very talented.
My question to you is,
yes,
how soon do you think, because I think once the Deshaun issue goes away, I think this team can really concentrate on football. How soon do you think they can get that resolved?
You know, I don't know. And I think the first piece of that is a restructuring of Vic, or at least a long-term deal with Vic, so you can free up some salary cap money. I don't see it as a distraction, to be honest with you. I mean, Deshaun's in here. He's practicing hard. He's playing great. Nobody's talking about it. You know, what can I tell you? But I would listen, historically, you remember Brian Dawkins signs a deal prior to a preseason game. A couple of years ago, 3 years ago, Brian Westbrook signed a deal a couple of hours before the Steelers preseason game, and in fact was in the locker room as the game started reviewing the contract and signing the deal. So, I mean, if the Eagles follow history, maybe something gets done here in the next couple of weeks.
I hope so, because I really want the Birds to bring this home.
It would be a nice kind of continuing the momentum going into the regular season act. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, but that, I mean, I hope it happens. It seems like everybody wants it to happen. We'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah. We need him. We need him.
Oh, yeah.
I think you do a great job on the show. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. It's not me. It's everybody around me that's doing a great job. Let's take a little break here. We're going to throw first to Brown, whose name I just don't even know. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jason Babin. Okay. Well, Jason Babin, defensive end here, spoke to the media briefly. And, hey, the beat goes on for the Eagles defense.
Jason, just how special is today, you know, being out here and kind of getting a glimpse of how, you know, you guys are playing a game for a living and these guys are doing real work each and every day?
Yeah, I'm just thankful every day that these guys are out fighting for our country. One of my good friends from college, a quarterback, he's over in Afghanistan right now on his third tour. So I appreciate what they do for us.
What does it mean that the season will open on 9/11, 10 years after what happened back on September 11, 2001?
I just remember when that first happened, how emotional this country was, how emotional everybody was, and how it touched everybody. And I know all those feelings are going to come rushing back, especially when those jets start flying over, they play that national anthem, and just you get this rush of emotion.
How cool is it to get to interact with these guys and get to see them out here on the practice field? And, you know, just to give them a little bit of taste of home, so to speak, you know, knowing that they're out there sacrificing themselves for our country.
Yeah, you know, we take 20, 30 minutes out of our day, give them this little nugget. You know, they're going to hold on to that stuff when they're over there in the trenches, living in little barracks, eating canned food, you know, struggling through those dog days, just like we're struggling these awful days at camp.
Cool. Jason, I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
This aisle isn't big enough for two zeros.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Is that all you got?
I'm up to my knees in zero calories. Pepsi to the max, so let's drink all of these.
Snoop! Pepsi Max, too much taste to be called a zero.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship. Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yo, guys, football's back.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Soda. Be right back.
Santa, my man.
Making a Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Yeah, Pepsi.
But Mr. Claus, I thought you had a deal with, you know.
I'm on vacation. I want to have a little fun.
Summertime is Pepsi time.
Naughty.
Nice.
And we're here live from the Goodman campus of Lehigh University. It's Training Camp Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. One more show to go. Tomorrow at noon is our final show from Lehigh. And then We go to Pittsburgh for the Eagles-Steelers on Thursday night, 8 o'clock on Fox, seen nationally. And then we're back to the NovaCare Complex daily, Saturday on, through the rest of this glorious 2011 season. Hello, everyone. How you doing today? Hope it's a little bit drier where you are. It's been so rainy here these last couple of days. Let's take a phone call here. What was the name again? Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, Andrew. How are you?
Good. Long-time Eagles fan. Watched you for a while, and just happy to get through.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for calling.
Listen, I'm here in Giant Land in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And I just wanted to say I had a lot of good feeling about the way the offensive line played for the Eagles, even all three of the squads. They just gave me a confidence that they knew what they were doing. They got locked down in their stances, lack of penalties. And this kid, Jason Kelce, I thought did an absolutely outstanding job at center.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, Andrew, I don't think they have made a decision on who is going to start at the center position. Could be Jamal Jackson, who started the preseason opener. And he and Kelce have been splitting reps with the starters.
Yeah, I mean, the kid, he's like a refrigerator magnet. He latches onto these big refrigerator linemen, and he doesn't get off of them. He positions himself. He's got great balance. He releases on passing plays downfield to block. And there was one play. I wonder if you can talk to Coach Mudd about that, how this kid graded out. It was a passing play, and I've never seen a center do what he did, which was step back, go down the line past the guard and the tackle, and seal off the back end. There was a defensive lineman or a linebacker coming in, and he just stoned them right in front of Deion Lewis. And I've never seen a center do that. Generally, they stay inside and look inside. I just think the kid does a great job.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one, and it's a good observation, Andrew. They are really high on this kid. He's about 285 pounds, so obviously not the biggest guy, but I don't think Howard Mudd really is all that into the weight of guys. He wants technically sound, tenacious, tough guys who are smart and who will do the things that he wants to do, and Kelsey's doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call. And hang in there up in Giants country, because I know there's a lot of bad blood. In fact, there was a reporter today from the New York Daily News here talking to Steve Smith, and I gave him a little bit of space, and it's all very much about, hey, why did you sign with Philadelphia rather than the Giants? And once again, Smith explained why, and that there had been a long time that had passed since the beginning of free agency, and the Giants didn't make a move, and the Eagles came in with a great offer. So the Eagles got Steve Smith, and he thinks he'll be back on the practice field before week one. Doesn't think he'll practice, or rather play in the preseason games, but is still hopeful that he can play in the regular season when it begins. 610-758-1921. Daryl in D.C., my man, who I met yesterday. Daryl.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
How you doing?
Good, man.
Made it out to practice, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was awesome, man. My sister came up there with me for the first time. She had a ball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it really impressive, our little tent here?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Our home?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was nice meeting you.
Thanks, man. Question for you.
Yeah.
How many receivers do we keep?
Well, you tell me.
I've been trying to
write them down
for the past 2 days.
Okay, so you got, here's your depth chart. Macklin and Cooper for sure. I'm not sure anybody else is for sure up there. Jackson, Avant for sure. That's four. Steve Smith is one. That's five, but could be PUP. Who knows?
Okay.
I think Chad Hall is probably your next in line. That would be six.
Wow.
Now, if both Macklin and Steve Smith are active, then you would go Macklin, Cooper, Smith, Jackson, Avant. Macklin, Cooper, Smith, Jackson, Avant. Maybe okay. Higgins as a return man. Maybe Hall, who's really probably played better than all of them. I think six receivers, maybe five, but it definitely could be no more than six.
Yeah, I was figuring that maybe six at the most.
Yeah. Yeah, it can't be more than six. I mean, the depth chart really hasn't changed much, and it really won't. I think Andy just doesn't do a whole lot with the depth chart, to be honest with you. That right tackle, what's the right tackle say? Right tackle still says Ryan Harris. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm not sure that means a whole. Let's take a look at the defense.
Okay.
The defense, Parker and Babin, they'll split time. Phillip Hunt really in the mix there. Laws hasn't practiced in a week. I mean, come on. Hargrove's starting. Patterson hasn't practiced in a week. This is why I don't put a lot of stock in this. This is for public consumption only.
I see.
But there's some definite good. Where's your most difficult cuts going to be?
I would probably say, to me, either receiver or on a D-line.
Yeah, I think cornerback's a tough cut, too. I mean, let's say...
Yeah, it is.
Give me five cornerbacks who make it. Asamoah, I guess he'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel, I guess he'll make it. Rogers Cromartie, he'll make it. That's three.
That's three.
Marsh will make it. He's a third-round draft pick. That's four. And then
yes.
Lindley's your fifth, or is Hughes your fifth, or was Hanson? We forgot
about
Hanson.
I was impressed on Saturday with Hughes.
Yeah, I like Hughes. I'm telling you, there's some tough decisions to be made here. With the Eagles trade, I think Peter King mentioned it today, that if a team is interested in giving up a third or fourth round pick for Joselio Hanson, call the Eagles. They'll take your phone call. So and even defensive line. I mean, let's say six defensive ends. Who's your seventh? You got Trent Cole. You've got Daryl Tapp. You've got Jaquay Parker. You've got Jason Babin. That's four. That's four. Then you've got Graham, who I guess starts on PUP. So you've only got four.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you go Teo Nessheim and Hunt.
Wow.
Can you keep five tackles? Because I want to keep Derek Landry. And I want to keep Hargrove, and I'd love to be able to keep Trevor Laws. I just don't know if I can.
Yeah, has he even been on the field yet, period?
He was early in camp, and then he has a hip flexor injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, cool. Daryl, that's why we've got three more games to go. This is why, people, I like having four preseason games. It gives you more of an opportunity to evaluate your roster. Two preseason games, not enough. Four preseason games, especially... If you play two preseason games and you're going pitter-patter for one of the practices every day, how do you know?
I don't know.
It's tough, Daryl.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, man. All right. Talk to you later.
You got it. All right, let's go down to the practice field today. We talk a little cornerbacks, talk a little wide receivers. Why not, once again, take a look at the Eagles' wide receivers working against just a tremendous group of cornerbacks. It's one-on-one drills, and we've seen it every day, and you kind of get an idea of who's who, but I think you have to learn to judge from a long period of time, not one day, not 2 days, not a week. Been out here for almost 3 weeks, people. 3 weeks. We'll take a look now. Eagles wide receivers against the DBs.
Versus Curtis Marsh, two guys who have had impressive camps and good coverage there from Curtis Marsh. Tough to find Chad Hall on the outside shoulder when he's covered by a big corner like Curtis Marsh. Rowdy Rod Harper at wide receiver, who had a sterling one-handed grab in the 11-on-11s. And a good jam by Joselio Hanson. Fits it in a nice catch by Harper, but really good coverage by Hanson there. All right, in the matchup everybody loves to see, number 10 DeSean Jackson against 22 Asante Samuel. Two of the premier players at their positions in the league. Here we go. Kapka throws, and just so smooth, so quick, in and out of his breaks. DeSean Jackson, great to have him back on this team. Obviously, we expect big things for him this season. All right, Johnny Lee Higgins now against Brandon Hughes. Two guys both fighting very hard for roster spots in positions that are very deep. And nicely covered. Nicely covered by Hughes. Broken off well by Higgins. Thrown to the perfect spot by Kapka, and hey, Higgins just couldn't pull it in. Right now, it's a tough battle for what would probably be the fifth receiver spot between Higgins and Hall. Two guys who can... Travard Lindley now up against, looks like, Terrence Turner. Turner gets inside. Fit in nicely by Kapka. Pretty good coverage by Lindley. You good? All right, wide receivers coach David Culley calling for another matchup between 10 and 22. begs off Brandon Caleb, wants Asante on the field. He's got a route that he wants to run with Michael Vick at quarterback. Jackson has taken the first two bouts. Let's see what happens in round three. Oh, nicely covered by Asante, but there's the speed. The speed that is the best in the league. Once he gets even with you, he's going to pull away. Nicely thrown by Vick. Jackson once again in the end zone. Our two physical guys here, Nnamdi Asamoah, number 24, against Jason Avant. And looks like, I don't know if they would have called a hold there, but nicely contested by Nnamdi. Got a little bit of jersey. Batted away nicely. Jason Avant, of course, has to be very physical, working in the middle of the field, something that he is one of the best in the league at doing. All right, two of the surprise members of last year's roster, Jorah Calvin and Chad Hall, going up against each other now, working inside. He would have to give the advantage to Hall here based on their performances in training camp so far. Oh, and really nicely done. Chad Hall has had a great training camp, very precise in his routes. You got to say that he's a guy that this team is going to have to think very long and hard about keeping around. All right, we move to the 15-yard line now. Riley Cooper getting his first crack. Red zone threat. Throws it up high. And he pulls it down. Nicely contested by Curtis Marsh, but Riley Cooper continues to have a good camp. I expect big things from him this year. A fantasy sleeper for all you fantasy football players out there. All right, now we got a matchup of two of the fastest players on the team, probably the two fastest, although Michael Vick might have something to say about that. And Deshaun. Oh, and beautifully fit in by Michael Vick. Good coverage by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. But Jackson, that speed, once again, pulls away just a fraction of an inch and really a perfect throw for Michael Vick. All right, now this was the premier matchup of early training camp, Jason Avant and Asante Samuel. Let's see what they can do now. Oh, and Asante breaks on it. He knows it was coming. You love to see that reaction. Vince Young smartly pulls it down. But Asante Samuel, that's why he is the best playmaker at cornerback in the entire National Football League. That's like the fourth time Brandon Caleb has been pulled away. All right, we get a rematch now. Avant and Samuel once again. Oh, and Asante sees what's coming again. Nicely defensed. Y'all know me better than that, Asante says. Y'all know me way better than that. Great stuff. You love Asante Samuel at training camp. Gets the fans involved. Listen, as long as it's not Deshaun Jackson, Asante Samuel has the edge. Brandon Caleb finally gets a crack. Pretty nicely defensed by Jared Page, but Brandon Caleb probably got to haul that in. All right, Brandon Hughes against Ella Fitzgerald Jones. Gerald gets inside. Oh, and a really nice job there by Brandon Hughes, sticking his hand in there at the end. Hughes, once again, fighting for a spot, and he's going to be a tough player to cut. All right, special cat now, 11 on 11. We are going 4-minute drill. And let's see what the offense can do, burning the clock. Watch that matchup on the right side. Nnamdi covering Deshaun. And the first play is a run, as it should be in the 4-minute drill. Ronnie Brown gets the carry. Shady McCoy not practicing today.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Keep pushing. Hey, keep fighting. You're going to step it up.
Everybody working. Now challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for you.
Draw, pull, pull.
Hey, draw. Let's go.
He played the main, baby. Let's get him.
Mom, put your hands out.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go. Only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snap look extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
Hey, fellas, y'all know what we gotta do. We gotta go out here and dominate the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Everybody gotta step their game up together. Everybody. Let's go.
Forty years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Dave Spinner with you here, Training Camp Live. Just getting word that the afternoon walkthrough will be moved inside, so that'll be closed to the public today. Afternoon practice inside, and that will be closed to the public. That is the word. So the afternoon walkthrough, if anybody's out there, hello, practice moved to Roush Fieldhouse for the afternoon walkthrough. Today, of course, a special day for the Eagles and the Eagles organization training camp venue. It's the site of the annual, and I believe it's 16 years running. The team has its military day. Our Chris McPherson had an opportunity to speak with a very special member of the Armed Services who loves the Eagles when he's home and certainly when he's overseas protecting our country.
Okay, first, can I have your rank and your first name as well? Also,
Staff Sergeant Ferguson, Robert Ferguson.
How?
He's the same Ferguson. Sorry about that.
No problem at all. As a soldier, as an Eagles fan, how awesome is it being out here on the field today?
More than awesome. Outstanding. You can add outstanding to awesome. And it's just a joy to be out here with the fans and be out here with the players so we can have unity together. So when we do go away, we think about this day, this special day that y'all granted us that be on this field today. And I appreciate every bit that y'all do for us.
What does it mean, you know, that the Eagles take the time out to do this and that, you know, Andy Reid's out here an hour after practice still signing autographs, Chad Hall, who served in the Air Force, is out here with you guys, that, you know, at the end of the day you realize that the players and coaches are just down to earth, you know, just like you guys are.
Yes, everyone's down to earth, and the only difference, they make more money, a lot more money. I mean, but it's a dream come true for us because we actually can be on the field and talk to everyone and get autographs and take the time out just for us. It's a special moment for us.
How special or how emotional is 9/11 going to be, it being the first game of the season, Eagles going to kick the Rams' butt, and it's also the 10-year anniversary of the September 11th attack?
Wow. I never thought about that so far, but yeah, that will be a special moment. Go Eagles, because we better beat the Rams. That's Junior Eagles. Rams, Junior Eagles, and Ravens, if I'm correct, all came from Eagles coaching staff. So I call
Browns too. So
oh, Browns too. Yeah. They're the junior Eagles. So we should have no problem with them. But I appreciate you giving me an interview. I appreciate everything. I'm excited. I'm camera shy, but I'm trying to do this.
You don't seem like it at all. So
yeah. So when I do call in, say Ferguson, hey, remember me. I said this is Ferguson. Remember me. So I will call in. Excellent. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
And we appreciate you being here, making this a very special day for the Eagles and the fans, and just a reminder of how minor we are in the world, that we're able to enjoy our freedom and our football, brave men and women serving our country. 610-758-1921, a telephone number. The show is Training Camp Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. Let's go down to Florida and talk to my man Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
What's going on, Dave? How you doing, good brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing great, man. Got an interesting stat for you, man.
Okay.
Last 3 years, I look back, man, offensive lines, and I know Peyton Manning has a quick release, but I was just looking at Howard Mudd's portfolio. The last 3 years, Dave,
well,
Peyton Manning has been sacked the least in the league. He got sacked 16 times last year, and he got hit 47.
Right. Howard wasn't there last year, but the point is, yes.
Yeah, I mean, even if you go back 5 years, it's the same thing, the same story. Yeah,
there's no doubt. There's no doubt, Shannon, that the Eagles have. We talk about all these players they've brought in. They've upgraded the coaching staff tremendously.
There it is. That is my two biggest upgrades: Howard Mudd and Washburn. When you look at Vic being hit a sack, not Vic, but our quarterback being sacked 49 times and hit 101 times, and how I believe that's going to be minimized this year. It's exciting, man. How could you not be excited?
Now it's a lot of that's going to be on Vic. Vic's got to get back, read the blitz, and throw the football.
How would you grade him for those first two series on?
Thursday? Absolutely. I mean, they moved the pocket for him. Mm-hmm. He was very instinctive. He was accurate throwing the football. I'm concerned about right tackle. I'll be very honest with you. There's no right offensive tackle. Michael Vick's blind side. But I think Howard will have an answer, and I know he'll get an answer. He'll find something out. One of these players will emerge, and it could be Winston Justice when he comes back off PUP. I'll tell you another position here. The Eagles, they brought in Bobby April last year.
Right.
Now, they turned over to him two rookie kickers. And that's not going to change. I believe this. Unless those guys go flat in the three preseason games to come, the Eagles are going into the season with Chaz Henry as their punter and their holder, and Alex Henry as their field goal kicker and kickoff man. And I believe that. I believe that to be the case.
Yeah, the thing with Winston Justice and whoever, I think we need our starting five for the last 2 weeks before the regular season. We need to have somebody in there, whoever that is. If it's Winston Justice, if it's Ryan, what's his name?
Harris,
yeah. Whoever it is, we need to have those guys in there so we can have some continuity. But I was impressed by Deion Lewis. What is your grade on him? I know.
Terrific. And Marty Morningwig spoke about him. We're gonna speak to him in just a little bit here. Smaller guy, you know, thick legs.
Yeah.
Spun off tacklers on Thursday night. Very good quickness. Catches the football well. Really productive and is off to a great start making the team. Now, I wondered about Deion because he was hurt a little bit early in camp, but he came out Thursday night and played great. And he's ahead of Elgin Buckley on the depth chart.
And Ronnie Brown were playing well with the second team offensive line. Wouldn't you say?
Ronnie Brown's a different kind of back. Ronnie Brown is not 65 yards down the field. Ronnie Brown is move the pile.
Yeah.
And so, you know, today, for example, Shady kind of took a day off. He was here, but he just didn't really do much. Ronnie Brown moves into the starting lineup, and Deion Lewis moved up to the two and looked good, looked really good. And I like Greg Cooper from Miami.
Okay. Dave, how many tight ends do you keep, man? Because you know I still got hope. I think a lot of Eagles fans have hope for Cornelius Ingram, but it doesn't look good, I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be tough for Cornelius to make it. But I think he's moved very well. I root for the kid. I think he's just a great kid. But it's Selleck, it's Lee, and it's Harbor right now.
Yeah. Wow, last question, Dave. On the cornerback front, man, I've been impressed by the guy, was it Hughes and the other guy, Marsh, as well, man.
Yep.
I mean, is there any word if people are interested in Joselio?
There, you cannot have enough cornerbacks, right?
Maybe
the Carolina Panthers could use somebody down there, and Sean McDermott knows Joselio, likes Joselio.
Somebody call Sean McDermott and tell him we'll give Joselio for a third-round pick.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, a lot of teams are going to say, well, instead of dealing a draft pick for him, I'm going to cut him, and I can get the waiver claim, and so I'm not sure the Panthers would do that.
Right. Well, I'm excited. It's a lot to be excited about, Dave. I know it's only preseason, but this defense is ferocious, man. I like the kid, Phillip Hunt. I think Phillip Hunt is a good acquisition as well. What's your grade on him?
Fast off the ball, tough to make this team, though, Shannon. But if he doesn't wear down in the next three games, you know, Phillip Hunt's somebody who's going to have a really good chance of making it here.
Does he go before Teo?
You know, maybe, but Washburn loves Teo, and the reason people love Teo is he works so hard, and he has gotten a lot better. He's much better off the right side. He had a sack the other night. He plays inside a tackle. I don't think Hunt can do that. So there's some versatility there.
Got you, man. Loving it, Dave. As always, your whole crew is doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
I'll see you in probably Miami, and we'll probably see you in Seattle too, man. So enjoy your week.
Oh, thank you. There goes Shannon making his plans for the 2011 World Season. He mentioned Deion Lewis, fifth-round draft pick from the University of Pittsburgh. Had a big night on Thursday against the Ravens. We had a chance to talk to him after practice today. And things are looking up for Deion Lewis. He's playing good football. He's picking things up. It's a lot to learn as an Eagles running back, protections and running back and receiving and all those responsibilities. Deion Lewis, hey, training camp almost over. He is feeling good.
Deion, just talk about your willingness as a pass blocker out there, because I know that's the biggest thing or one of the biggest adjustments that you're making coming over from Pittsburgh, but you've shown to be more than willing to do so in your time here at camp.
Yeah, of course. You know, protecting the quarterback is number one priority in this offense. So I just gotta stick my nose in there whenever I can, work on my technique, and just try just harder and harder every day just to make the block. So you know, I'm getting better, but I still got a lot of work to do.
How tough has it been trying to get acclimated to this offense in such a short time, not having the typical off season that most rookies would have to learn the playbook and get the time in minicamps?
It's tough, but you know, you move fast, and they're doing a lot of things at you every day. But you know, they're explaining to me, I'm getting a lot of help, I'm asking a lot of questions, and I'm picking up things pretty well. So I think I'm doing pretty decent job.
It seemed like when the game action got on Thursday night in the preseason opener, you got a lot of reps there as the third team running back, and you got to showcase some of that speed to the edge, ability to catch ball in the backfield. Just talk about having this offense highlighting all of your talents and being able to show them finally in the game situation like that.
You know, it's good. You know, good to just get out digging my feet wet a little bit. You know, they to run and catch, you know. So definitely, you know, they like to get their guys out in space here, and you know, that fits me very well. So, you know, I feel really good about that.
Deion, you had a couple botched handoffs today with Vince. Was that just kind of isolated incident, or was that something you guys need to work on?
It's weird because it never happened before. You know, I've been taking reps with the threes, and today I was with the twos with Vince, so it's new there. So you know, he's a lot taller than I am, obviously. So, but
yeah. You
know, that could be one of the issues too. But you know, we're gonna clean that up and just practice that in off time.
Is fumbling anything that ever plagued you in college or?
No, you know,
How many times you fumbled in college?
I'm not even sure. I know my first year I fumbled once. Second year, I'm not sure, maybe two or three. But that's never a big worry about me. The botch handoff, you know, that's just something that just happened out of nowhere. That's actually the first time the ball's been on the ground when I've been involved in a play all camp. So, but I know, just going to keep working on it and get better at it.
What's going to be like on Thursday going on the road? Going on the road for the first time.
It's gonna be a unique experience. You know, I'm ready. You know, it's the road, but you know, I've been at that field before, so it's not too new. You know, I'm familiar with it. So, but it's gonna be good to get back in Pittsburgh.
You see anything from that first game that you want to work on going into the second game for yourself personally?
Just clean up the little stuff. You know, the little details. You know, like running the right routes and clean up details on some run plays, my run reads, things like that. Just some of the little things, just attention to detail. That's what I need to do.
Chris mentioned pass blocking. Obviously, with your size, that's. You probably figured coming into camp, that's one thing you really had to show them, right, that you could do that?
Yeah, you know, coming in, you know, I really wanted to focus on pass blocking and just give all my effort and show them that I'm willing to get better at it, I'm willing to work at it, and I'm willing to do it. And I feel that so far I've done an okay job, still got a lot of work to do, but as long as I'm giving effort, I feel that the coach is seeing that, and that's what I want.
I'm assuming that wasn't something you did very much at Pitt.
I didn't block too much. You know, sometimes we're in there, but most of the time our fullback was staying on third, learning long pass situations. So, but being here and having to get the reps at it, the more reps I get, the more comfortable I get, and just get my technique right, and I'll be fine.
What have you found to be the key, you know, for picking up a blitz as a running back your size? How do you stop that guy?
Just go at him. Don't let him come at you. You know, just meet him, close the distance, try to slow him down by limiting the space between you two. So just getting up on him as quick as you can so he doesn't have time to try to bull rush you or knock you down.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
The biggest thing about the first play of the drive, we knew the play the night before and we was going deep, we was going to take a shot.
Oh, he's back, and he is looking deep.
This one's called the Deshauninator. If he hits it, he can rename it.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network, Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Rico is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Rico at www.rico-usa.com.
We welcome you into the tent here of PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro joined by two very special Eagles fans, John from Las Vegas and Mike from San Diego. Literally came all the way across country, right, guys?
Yes.
Right. To come to Eagles training camp.
Exactly. Drove across.
Are you out of your minds?
We love the Eagles.
Yeah.
I love it.
We love the Eagles.
Lifelong fans.
All right, so John, tell me how you became an Eagles fan and how long you've been a fan.
Since 1946, my father took me for first Eagle game when he came home for the war, went to Shy Park to watch the Eagles. Okay. That's where I fell in love with the Eagles, and ever since I've been an Eagle
man. And you grew up in Philadelphia?
Allentown.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm familiar with Philadelphia. I used to go to bandstand before Dick Clark game with Grady and Hurst when they had bandstands.
So the 48 team, the 49 team, you were old enough to kind of understand the Eagles, how good the Eagles were?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because we came good friends with then of Bill Berge, Chuck McGuire, at the old vet. My late wife was an Eagle nut.
Great.
And she used to argue with the officials as soon as they come out of the dressing room. She'd nail them to the floor.
Beautiful.
And then we tailgate with the players after.
Not these days, you don't.
No. At that time, we used to, my wife would bring the Parois down. Make Parois and take Mignarek, Jaworski, oh, they love them.
Nice. Now, Mike, tell me about your roots as an Eagles fan.
Probably around... I've been an Eagles fan since before, right before like Super Bowl 15.
Okay, so yeah, late '70s.
Yeah, late '70s.
Growing up in the area.
Yeah, Allentown. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it runs in
right,
the family.
Right. Runs, of course, you know? Yeah.
So, and just, I mean, when I was younger, I was kind of like had a little thing for the Raiders, you know. But I was just
well,
a kid.
We were, when my wife and I went to the Super Bowl, he was wearing Raider hat and Raider
t-shirt. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, and but I was like,
we came back with Eagles stuff, and
that turned
change.
Yeah, but then I grew up and got smarter and realized it's just Eagles all the way.
It's funny though, the way this summer, you know, the spring and summer went, we didn't know there was going to be football. I mean, so the CBA gets settled, and you guys decide, hey, let's get over here. Let's go back home. And let's watch some Eagles football.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was waiting for. I was waiting, watching the news every day. When I was like, "Come on, they got to get something going here." And as soon as it came, I was like, "You know, I got a break before school, so let's go back."
What is the Eagles scene like in Vegas and in California for you first?
Well, in Vegas, it's mostly people that watch the Raiders or the Chargers.
Okay,
that's all we get down there. But Vegas is a transient area, you know, people in and out, tourists, you know, so there's not much football other than...
Mm-hmm. Where do you watch the games?
I have an NFL
ticket
on the okay. TV.
Are you obviously a fan of all these moves the Eagles have made here?
Oh, yeah. I love it. That's why I say Super Bowl, here we come.
Here we go. Now, John, tell me, you know, if you could just... The best Eagles player that you can remember seeing, I got to tell you, for me, probably Reggie White. Was it Bednarik? Was it Steve Van Buren? Was it White? Brian Dawkins? Who was it?
To me, it was Bednarik.
Okay.
Bednarik.
He was out here yesterday, yeah. I think.
I was calling him Crooked Fingers.
He does. His fingers going all sorts of directions. Yeah.
But he was great. The last two-way players.
Yeah. Was he a legend up here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
From Bethlehem?
Well, he's from Bethlehem, yeah. Yeah, and we prayed a lot for him.
Yeah.
Hey. In fact, this is why I prayed for it to be football. Let's have football. And let's Eagles do something. And when I see those trades and the acquisitions, God.
Yeah.
I have tears in my eyes. And I prayed hard because I'm a retired priest.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Wait, you're a former Green Beret.
Right.
A former priest. What haven't you done? You've lived quite a life here.
What a terrific life.
Yeah.
I can thank the Lord for that, and also the Eagles.
There we go. Thank you.
They keep me going.
Hey, Mike, for you, tell me about the offseason and what you thought of this team's moves.
I was excited. The Nnamdi move, that really it didn't surprise me, but I was just like, when they picked up Cromartie, I was just like, well, I mean, looking good, getting some good players, and then it just started rolling and getting everybody, and I was so glad they got that Dallas didn't get Nnamdi.
Thank God.
But I'm glad to see Babin's back.
Hey, what do you guys see here? Do you watch practice? Do you like what you've seen here?
Oh, yeah. I love what I saw.
I mean, I watch it, you know, when back in California on the, you know, PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Yes.
Every day. Every day I'm always looking for updates and everything, watching the practices, and the guys look good. I mean, look fast. Well, defense looks really fast.
It's been a great start, and Thursday night, of course, the Eagles play the Steelers. Nationally mm-hmm. televised game. Will you be still in the area then, or will you be back?
We'll be on our way back.
We should be back in
probably,
Vegas.
Hopefully in Vegas.
2.5 days it takes to drive from California?
Yeah, about that, depending on stops.
Wow.
Well, he's a California driver now. So
Right. He's not driving 55 these days.
Exactly.
Right. Well, guys, I want to thank you very much for coming.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being part of training camp, making it so special, tuning in on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You're the reason that we do it, and I thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you. Keep going all the way.
You got it. Yeah. Hey,
you do a terrific job, and
thank you.
We're really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Oh, thank you.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial. It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network, Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Have your attention, I have an announcement. Football is back.
Football's back! Yes!
Hey, Trish, football's back!
Football's back, huh?
Yes!
Years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Special category, backed up against the goal line here. Owen Schmidt received the first handoff to get out from just outside the goal line, second and eight now. Important to work on these situations. Important to practice what can happen in the game. Vic hands off to Ronnie Brown, who gets a little bit of space. A nice job. It's now from the five. Vic in shotgun. Brown next to him. Deshaun and Cooper, the wideouts, lined up inside. I'll mention it. Nice blitz pickup by Ronnie Brown on Moses Foku and thrown just a bit behind Riley Cooper. Had him open. And that's one of the things we know about Ronnie Brown is that he's said to be a very good blitz picker-upper, and he did a good job there on Foku. All right, we move now to the 20. First down for Vic. Play action. Looking deep. And it's broken up by Nate Allen. Looked for Avant there. And Allen probably could have had the pick if not for Jose Johansson also having a good read on the ball. Did the smart thing and knocked it down. Harbor in motion. Quick drop from Vic, and he gets it to Harbor. That'll be a first. Third and five now from the 25. Asamoah and Jackson on the near side. Vic and shotgun. Brown to his right. Got Avant in the slot. Cooper on the right. Vic lets it go. And another sterling catch from Jason Avant. Avant keeps making plays of camp, goes up and grabs it over Casey Matthews and Kirk Coleman. Beautiful throw from Vic. First and 10 from the 30 now. Sella comes off, Jackson goes up, Sella in motion. Coming back, could we have a handoff to Brown? Faked, goes deep again. And Kirk Coleman with a real nice break on the ball just misses the interception. Maybe got there a fraction of a second too early. Vic looking for Avant across the middle. And six now. Vic and shotgun. And a handoff inside to Ronnie Brown. Nicely pursued by Jamar Chaney. Third and four now. Kelsey just subbed in for Jamal Jackson. Chad Hall in the game now on the left. We got Owen Schmidt and Ronnie Brown in the backfield. No Deshaun out here on this play. Rosilio Hansen shows blitz. Vic identifies. Hansen backs off. Swings wide to Ronnie Brown. And JIT, as he prefers to be called, not DRC, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, reads it well. Would have made a nice play there. Daniel Teo, Marlon Favorite, Daryl Tapp, and Derek Landry, your defensive line. And we know that Jim Washburn's going to rotate those guys a lot. Everyone's going to get snaps. Keep the legs fresh. Vic drops back. Finds Riley Cooper. Nice catch from Cooper. Good pass from Vic. Vic, got to tell you, he's been looking good. Jackson back on the field now. Hall subs out. Vic and shotgun. And a nice job there, getting the D-line to jump. Favorite and Tap both jump. All right, we got a replay here. Vic in the gun. The D-line watching Daniel Teo from the sidelines here. And Avon across the middle. Covered nicely, but picks up the first.
I won't say anything.
All right, we got a third and short. We're going to bring in Philadelphia Daily News' Les Bowen for some color commentary. Les, what have been your takeaways from today's practice?
Good day for Derek Landry, Bo, I think, and Daniel Teonesham in the one-on-one drills. The offense looks sharper though than it did yesterday. A lot of good catches. You just saw one there from Chad Hall. It's been a much better day altogether than yesterday was.
I think that's fair to say. Landry and Teo, two guys who are fighting for jobs. How do you see that shaking out?
Well, the numbers are against Teo, but he is a high draft pick, and they like those guys. I think a lot has to depend on if Brandon Graham starts the season on PUP or something like that. That opens up a spot, but they have a lot of defensive ends and not very many spots. You could see somebody like Juque Parker not on the team, perhaps.
Yeah, a lot of numbers, couple positions, defensive line, secondary. Those are going to be some tough positions to pare down. Rod Harper with the catch. Rod Harper, speaking of tough positions.
Yeah, he catches everything, but he's buried so deep there that how do you make an impression? It can't be special teams anymore because kickoffs are all going to go to the end zone. I mean, it's tough on these guys on the fringes. It really is. Rod Harper could play for somebody, I know.
Yeah, I get the sense. I get the sense on that as well. He's had a good camp. I think he also has some practice squad eligibility left, but I'm not sure if he'd slip through at this point.
Yeah, he might. I don't have a good feel for what's going to be out there wide receiver-wise, but he has done that before. You're right, I think he does have eligibility left, but the guy's done nothing wrong in this camp.
Chad Hall, of course, had a good camp as well, fighting for that fifth wide receiver spot. He's going to be tough to let go.
Yeah, I think Peter Dinklage is going to play him in the movie, but I came into camp thinking there's no way Chad Hall, with all the people they have, there's just no way he's on the team, but boy, he sure stands out in every practice, and he's going to make it very tough on them. And that's a guy that if they do end up cutting him, he will go somewhere else. He'll make somebody else's team.
Certainly, his own personal Game of Thrones. Let's slide down a bit. All right, the offense continues to move down the field. Vic under center.
We live rough lives, man.
Pitch to Ronnie Brown. A little bit of a push from the offensive line there.
So what do you hear about that number switch? Is that ever going to happen?
I know as much as you know. I believe they've said that Brown won't be wearing 36 into the season, but I don't know when that change will occur.
Yeah, the deal is, I guess, Brown's going to take 23, his old number, and then Dominic Rogers-Cromartie is going to take 45, which right now belongs to Jamar Adams. I guess poor Jamar just isn't expected to be around. But, none of that has happened yet, and Ronnie wore 36 in the game the other night. So, people who are real upset about Brian Westbrook's number going, I don't get that too much. I mean, it's not like Brian Westbrook is Chuck Bednarik. Wilbert Montgomery's number is being used by a lot of people, Ellis Hobbs most recently. They're not going to retire Brian Westbrook's number, so I think, frankly, if I guess Brown wants to be 23, but if he wanted to be 36, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I can understand a short window of time after Westbrook's gone wanting a little bit of time for it, but I would agree. It's a number. He's not, he's not number 20.
Right. That's exactly right.
All right, Vic and shotgun from the 30. Curtis Marsh on a corner blitz. And a nice job there. Chaney blitzing as well. Chaney looks like he's had a really good camp. Would you agree?
Boy, yeah. They threw him a real curveball when he came in. He thought he would be the two positions that he thought he would be starting at, he wasn't. And the one linebacker position he had never played was the one that they put him at, the strong side. But, I think he's a good player. I think he's really solid. I think he had a great offseason working out on his own. And, that's one guy that I'm not too worried about. Yes, he's inexperienced, but I think he's really a football player.
And about that switch from the, the Will to the Sam, it does seem like they've said that the way this defense runs, the Sam in this defense is much like the Will in last year's defense, and that's, Foku has said the same about his move to the Will.
That's absolutely right. And apparently there's going to be a large component of taking on an offensive lineman from that position. And of the linebackers they have, Jamar Chaney is the most equipped to do that. He is really strong.
All right, thanks, Les, for all the commentary, and we'll be back with more on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And the sun's actually coming out just a bit here. But the afternoon practice, the walkthrough, has been moved inside to Roush Fieldhouse. Closed to the public, open to the media. One more practice to go. That's 8:05 tomorrow morning here from the Goodman campus of Lehigh University. A little fan appreciation going on then. It's been a great, great training camp. Military Appreciation Day at training camp today. 500 military visiting training camp. And really, I think, being treated to a very special day. The Tuesday afternoon walkthrough and the Wednesday morning mock game canceled, so the team will break camp one day early. I think that's Andy Reid's way of saying, guys, you have worked hard, you've played well, it's been a good camp. Good job, here's your reward. Eagles and the Steelers, 8 o'clock Thursday night on Fox, nationally televised game. And the Steelers, Eagles, there you see what they've done in preseason and in the regular season. New depth chart is out. Not much to report there. I mean, just not a whole lot of differences in that depth chart. Let's take a phone call. Let's go down to Florida, to Orlando, and I think it's Nate is on the line. Zach, is it right? Did I get the right name? Yeah. Hi. Hello?
Dave.
Zach.
Yes, Dave. What's up, man?
What's up? How are you?
How's it going?
Do I look like I'm happy? Am I having a happy day?
You always look like
day?
You're happy when you're in Eagles country.
I know. Isn't that the truth? It's great.
It is the truth.
It's been, I'm at the point, though, Zach. Honestly, I kind of want to fast forward a little bit now,
Oh, my God. 3 weeks is so far away. Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying the preseason games as much as anybody else, but it's just not the same. Starters are in. Vic was in for one series. I want more.
I agree.
I want more.
I mean, I would imagine this week Vic will play close to a full half.
They said Vic would play for a quarter, and then he played for like one series.
Well,
he
went down
and
scored a
touchdown.
Like,
and they made to sit him down if he's playing, right.
Right, right. Well, hey, I just don't want anybody to get hurt. That's all I care about. It's a very good football team if it stays healthy.
Same here.
Yep.
So I was trying to call 3 days ago. It was funny. I was on Facebook, and my Facebook told me, it said, 2 years ago on August 13th, my status was, Vic is an Eagle. which was the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life. And when that happened, one of my friends wrote on my Facebook status, are you going to get a Vic jersey? And I said, I replied with, no, no, I only get jerseys for people who stay long term. Who would have ever thought that he would be here? And I know they're going to give him an extension and Deshaun.
I agree.
It was just the funniest thing to see that on Facebook 2 years ago. McNabb was the starter, Cobb was the backup. He was, you know, he was the guy, and Vic comes in here right out of prison. It was just an amazing thing to see. It was really awesome.
And I remember people thinking how it was a gimmick and it was such a risk and the Eagles going on a limit. It was, to a degree, and I've talked about this at the beginning of camp. I mean, really, who would have ever thought that Michael Vick is the face of the franchise and Vince Young is the backup quarterback? I mean, that's insane. And yet, here we are.
It is truly amazing. Vick is a round one fantasy quarterback. He is the top three quarterback in the NFL. It is an amazing thing to see, and I love every second of it.
Is he a top? Is he a top pick in fantasy football? The number one pick?
I would say Vick is probably a first rounder, probably towards the end of the first round because he's a quarterback. But I would take Vick with the number one quarterback over Aaron Rodgers because of his rushing abilities and his second year. And if he doesn't get hurt, he's sky's the limit with this guy. He's off the charts, as
right.
We all know.
He puts up a lot of numbers, no question.
But yeah. I'm pretty sick of people talking about the Eagles as a one-year, you know, as a one-year wonder, as a team that's only looking for this year. Because, you know, for most of the free agents they got this year, they signed to a long-term, you know, five-year contract. I mean, Austin Wade, Jenkins, Babin, they're here for long-term. They're going to sign Vic and Deshaun, hopefully. Next year, they're hopefully going to somehow sign Macklin and McCoy. I mean, this is for the long haul. This is for the next 3 to 5 years, I'd say. They have an amazing team, an amazing shot.
Yeah.
And the other players who aren't signed, they're rookies, they're young, they can get a lot better. I'm excited for the next, like, 3 to 5 years for this team.
I agree. I think the Eagles have I think the last couple of years were transition years. And, you know, they didn't advance in the playoffs. They didn't take a significant step back. I mean, 2008, you go to the NFC Championship game, and then you step back to first-round loss in the playoffs, 2009, first-round loss in the playoffs, 2010. So disappointing that you lose in the playoffs, but they've reloaded here. And I agree. I think that it's not just a one-year look at this team. For the next 3-4 years, assuming Vic stays healthy, then you get a backup quarterback and you feel Kafka's coming along and you keep replenishing, you know, they should be a really good team once again for years.
And, you know, what was fantastic about it, too, was that it didn't feel like it was an overhaul. It felt like, you know, when Vic came in last year, they were, you know, with Cobb and Center, they said, oh, 6-10 team. Mm-hmm. And it was just a great overhaul of a season. It was so fun to watch overall. I cannot wait to see this season and the upcoming season.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, do you know when the next time the Eagles are going to cut players? Because they're still at 90 players, right?
Yeah, I think after the Cleveland game.
After the third game, and yeah, they're going to cut down, and then one more game, and then they're going to cut down to 53?
Yes.
Also, one more thing. I really like Hall over Higgins. I've been watching Higgins, especially in the one-on-ones and in the game. And Hall just, I love Hall. You know, Hall has been catching everything his way. Higgins has been dropping a bunch of passes. I know Higgins is good in the return game, but that's not really much anymore. You can find somebody to stick kickoffs are going to be returned in the game.
Now the thunder and lightning are coming. It's interesting, and thanks for the call. You're right. I mean, Hall has been more consistent. He has made a lot of plays. And there is something to be said for special teams. Now, I look at players like Colt Anderson and Johnny Lee Higgins and, you know, guys who have made kind of their marks in this league on special teams. You're still going to have the punt game, but the kickoff game greatly diminished. So what does that mean? Does that mean that these kinds of players are not going to find homes in the NFL? Mike in Allentown joins us. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. We just had a huge storm, so I think it's coming your way really soon.
Yeah, I can see I can hear in the distance the rumble of thunder, and I've just seen a couple of bolts of lightning. So
yeah,
we have a tent and we're here for you, but if you see a big plume of smoke where I'm sitting, know that I love you and thanks for great times.
Yeah. All right. First things first. I mean, obviously, I haven't talked to you in a while, so I love all the moves. I'm I've never been as excited as I am for the season. I mean, this is just the best, probably going to be the best season ever. Although, yep. I still have some concerns. I didn't see a lot from Casey Matthews, so I wasn't like, you know, I wish he would have just been in a little bit longer. I mean, I know he's a starter and everything, but he's a rookie, so I wish they would have let him in longer. What do you know why they just played him with the veterans?
Yeah. Okay. I think Casey is a very smart player. I think Casey is a very quick player. I think Casey is an improving player. And I honestly tell you, I think he's won over the coach's confidence.
Okay.
Or else, Mike, I mean, they've had ample opportunities to go get somebody, and they haven't done it.
Yeah, because, I thought, you know, Tutupu would be here, and they didn't. So, I mean, obviously they see something that we don't. But I'm just saying, I personally didn't see anything on Thursday night. I mean, I was there, and I didn't see anything. So, I mean, you know, I mean, hey, we have three more opportunities to see something from him. But hopefully he does, you know, something. I mean, the linebacker position, that's a little concern. And another little concern is the safety position, obviously. But, you know.
I feel great about the safety position. I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, Nate Allen and Kurt Coleman are playing great football here. Look at that sky. Wow.
Yeah, it's really.
It's going to come down so
hard. It's going to come down. And I mean, there's been so much lightning here, and the thunder is unbelievable.
Fantastic.
So.
I really like Jarrett Page. I really like Jaquan Jarrett.
I like Jaquan Jarrett, yeah. But, do you really want to – I mean, everyone else is solid, but the safety position and the linebacker position, that's the only concerns I have. And now, Macklin, do you think we'll find out sometime this week on his status?
I hope so. I mean, it's concerning. Obviously, he's not here.
Yeah.
I'm very optimistic, though. The team is optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, we need him back. I mean,
listen, we all hope that Jeremy's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I had one question because I just got home here. Tomorrow for training camp, is it open to the public?
Yes, so? the morning is open to the public.
And then that'll be the last.
That'll be the last practice of training camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Dave.
Okay.
Well, that's basically it. I just wanted to tell you the concerns I had. But overall, I mean, this is going to be the – I say this every year, and we say this every year, but I hope I'm right this time. This is our year.
Well, it's all – Mike, thanks for the call. They're off to a good start, and they've got good chemistry building here, and I think it was the right decision to go to training camp. I do. I think you're building some chemistry here. And it's worked. All right, we've talked a lot about, you know, the peripheral stars. Let's talk about the offensive line and the defensive line, because we know that's where it's all won and lost, people. Jim Washburn, Howard Mudd, great friends in practice. Their guys go against each guy's. It's good competition. We take a look at it from the morning practice.
All right, here we go with one of the best parts of camp, O-line, D-line one-on-ones, Cullen Jenkins and Todd Harriman's. And that's really been one of my favorite matchups to watch. Todd Harriman's dominating guys in the early part of training camp. Cullen Jenkins on his first day took Todd to school, and since then the two have had some really nice battles. Jamal Jackson with a nice job there on Marlon Favorite. We're going to have Anthony Hargrove, Danny Watkins. Now Watkins had a rough cup first couple days in one-on-ones, but he's rebounded and does a really nice job there with Anthony Hargrove. Very strong hands from Danny Watkins, the 26-year-old. Looks like we're getting a rematch here. And a nice job from Watkins again. What do you think, Fran?
Watkins really sits well in pass protection. Like you said, shows strong hands. It's a good showing by the rookie.
I agree. Babb and Dunlap. Couple slaps from Babb. And now only you real Eagles fan diehards will remember this, but two training camps ago, Babb and Dunlap got in a little bit of a fight, a little scrap. Apparently no ill feelings remaining, as that happens all the time. But just a little nugget for you guys. Austin Howard, Daniel Tao now. Austin Howard, a guy who's fighting for his job. Can play both tackle spots. He is adjusting to Howard Mudd's blocking scheme. And a nice job there from Cullen Jenkins. Looked like Todd got a little bit of face mask. Jamal Jackson, Marlin favorite now. Oh, and a nice little quick move from Marlin favorite. Is he your favorite, Marlin?
No comment on that one.
Danny Watkins, Anthony Hargrove for the third time. And for the third time, Danny Watkins with a win stands him up at the line. You can see a quick, rapid amount of improvement from Watkins in the short time that he's been here. Round four. And you might give that one to Hargrove a little bit. It looked like a little bit of a hold, but a strong showing overall by the rookie. All right, Babin and the King again. Oh, and swipes past, dethrones the big man. Daryl Tapp, Spencer Johnson, and push back by Daryl Tapp. Tapp strong, having a really good camp. Seems like he fits well in Washburn's scheme. Spencer Johnson, meanwhile, well, he's here. Marlin favorite now, Evan Mathis, working at left guard. Very versatile offensive lineman. No. Would you explain it?
Spell that for me, please.
Cedric Thornton, Jason Kelsey. Kelsey, nice job pushing Thornton off the ball. Thornton, I think you could probably say one of the more impressive undrafted rookies here, but facing tough numbers at defensive tackle. Kelsey doing a good job, of course, working in with the ones throughout camp. Other undrafted guys who I think have impressed, Brandon Pegisa, linebacker, although he's going to face a tough shot making the team as well. And I'd say that Gerald Jones has been the best wide receiver. And also I should mention Greg Cooper and Derek Locke, who have both been impressive. Cooper, especially. Anyone else I'm forgetting, Fran?
No, I can't think of anybody. I think you pretty much touched on everyone, Bo.
Fair enough. All right, Mike McGlynn, Derek Landry, two guys fighting for spots, two veterans. And Landry gets the W. Rematch. And Landry gets the plaudits from Washburn and the rest of the D-line crew. Phillip Hunt now. Against Toledo Joe and 76 on 76 crime there. Phillip Hunt with an easy victory. We're going to have to demote Toledo Joe to Joe Toledo once again. Here we go again. 76 on each other. And a nice spin move there from Phillip Hunt. Defensive line goes crazy. That boy good, says Jason Babin.
How far is Toledo from Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
Maybe they can drop him off.
Not a bad job there from Spencer Johnson. Favorite and Mathis. Nice job from Mathis. Mathis seems like he's going to be an important piece on this offensive line. Provides depth at four positions. Very athletic, very lean, which is what Howard Mudd is said to prefer.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Don't nobody come in our house and walk on our ears. Don't nobody do that.
Everybody
got to speak
this game up today. Everybody. 7-0-3, 1-2-3.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snap look extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say? No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Wondering.
Yes, sweet.
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some. Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
And it's just going to storm here. I mean, that's all there is to it. There's no way around it, people. The thunder is rumbling through the hills here at training camp. And the Eagles celebrating Military Day once again at training camp in a really great event. About 500 military showed up, men and women. A nice ovation from the good crowd here on hand. And then the players, coaches, everyone spending time with them this morning. Nice patriotic morning for those men and women who had a breakfast to begin their day and went out and got their stuff autographed. They're Eagles fans too. And they listen overseas. Stationed around the world, keeping our country safe as can be. Dave Spadaro with you here. Take some phone calls, 610-758-1921. On this Monday that's just about ready to open up. It was nice, then it was rainy, then it's been nice. It's like Florida here. Let's go out to California and talk to Pierre. Hey, Pierre.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
First of all, Dave, Dallas sucks.
Thank you, Pierre. Let's get into regular season form here.
This whole year, that's
yep.
What I have to say.
I'm with you, my man. You'll never hear me say anything nice about the Cowboys.
Never. Well, every year I see you at Frisco, so this time they're coming up to you guys over there, but... I'll see you in Seattle for sure.
Yeah.
And
good trip. Good team. Actually, they're not that good a team. Pierre, I've done a little bit of this just like you have, and I look at the schedule, and I respect the schedule, but I just think the Eagles are going to win a lot of games this year. I really do. You know, do you?
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, this is going to be special this year. This is going to be one of the greatest year, I think. I think this is it. But my only, I got a question about Stuart Bradley. That's really, I was wishing so much to get him back. But does he not fit the scheme anymore, or was he too expensive, or was he hurt? I really need to answer that for me.
It honestly, Pierre, could be a little bit of all of the above. I mean, I think they liked Casey Matthews. They felt that they were going to make this pitch for a bunch of cornerbacks, and maybe they just don't play the linebackers that much. But I also think that Stewart probably felt he had a good deal on the market, and the Eagles just weren't going to go there. And as it turned out, Stewart got a good deal from the Arizona Cardinals, and he's in a good place.
I wish him the best, but I'm excited, man. I'm excited, and I got a lot of Dallas Cowboy buddies here, you know, and we're going to go to Dallas this year. I'm going to go with them and watch a game in Dallas, and I can't wait for that game to come along. And let me tell you, hopefully Macklin is great, you know, all the prayers for him, and you guys are doing a great job. I sit here all day and watch it, and plus today is my birthday. Finally, I got through.
Hey, all right, thank Pierre, you, happy birthday to you, my man.
Thank you.
Very nice, and thank you for calling Eagles Training Camp Live. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much,
all right,
Dave, and you guys have a good day. And you know what? One more question.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys move this training camp to California? Never rains here, all right?
It never rains in California.
And
but
I'll
boy,
be there every day.
Don't they warn you.
Yeah, I love those fans that travel all the way there for training camp. Those are diehard fans.
Okay.
I love it.
All right.
And, you know, I mean, Eagles all the way, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
So I'm reading a tweet from Adam Kaplan. It's a retweet, actually. And I guess somebody, Greenberg at Sporting News, maybe, quotes a Jeremy Macklin family member saying, he's fine. That much I can say. Also is, quote, confidence that Macklin will play this season. So there you have it. What does that mean? I don't know. Other than, you know, it's an encouraging word about Jeremy Macklin. And we hope that's the case. Brian from New York joins us on Training Camp Live. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Everything. I'm really, really excited for the new season coming up.
So new season is here, my good man. We're actually doing play-by-play of the weather here. And it almost looks, it's just wild, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a picture of it online right now.
Yeah, we're checking it out.
Shocking.
We're going to move it.
It's so dark, the clouds.
Now we're going to pan and show you. But what's on your mind, Brian?
Just looking to say what up. You know, really glad what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing.
What up? This team is really good.
Yeah,
I'm really, I don't hesitate to say that. I mean, in years past, you feel confident. You feel like, okay, this team has a chance to be very good. I think when I look out at practice and see this roster, and I see the speed and the enthusiasm and the precision, and I say this team is a very good team. Now, there's a lot of work to do, but they're really good.
Especially on the offensive line, I'm kind of worried about, and also in the linebackers' corps.
Well, the linebackers are, I think they're not unhappy with the linebackers here. I think they feel...
Are they really going to start Matthews?
Yeah.
Well, he looks good. He has a good bloodline. Hopefully those instincts run along.
I hope the Steelers, Brian, I hope the Steelers try to pound the football on the Eagles on Thursday night. I want to see, wow, look at that. I want to see how Casey and the linebackers play the run. Because I don't think teams are going to be able to throw the football all day on the Eagles. But I think there are going to be teams that are going to try to run the ball. And that's going to be the big challenge for Casey and for the linebackers.
Yes, that is the main issue. The past 2 years, we struggled a little bit on the run. So if we can cover the pass, I'm pretty sure we can, you know, use more of our attention towards the run.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely.
And I think
our defensive line looks awesome, too, by the way.
Yes, and if the defensive line is occupying all these blockers, and we're giving you a panoramic view here of the field, and this is live, people.
One question.
Yeah.
Any news on Brandon Graham?
I talked to Brandon at lunch today. He feels absolutely great. He is dying to get on the field. What Jim Washburn is doing is fitting him, is going to fit him perfectly. However, that all said, I guess I just wonder if Brandon will be ready before
at least even before half the season would be fine, because he is so good. People were talking about commenting on the website saying that he was a bust. He's nowhere near a bust.
No,
he's
going to be a very nice player. Listen, I've already seen how this Jim Washburn scheme is going to work, and it's going to be dynamic.
Imagine with Graham on the edge.
Yeah. The afternoon practice, thanks for the call, Brian. The afternoon practice moved inside because of what you see, the threatening skies, which have not brought us any rain, but we're waiting for it. We're like watching it with you guys as training camp winds down here, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to, but the crowd is the sky is fascinating to me. All right, my good man Ace in DC joins us. Hey, Ace.
What's up, Dave, man? Hey. It just look like I ain't got to go to school today, man, because we got, I think we're doing science right now, man. I'm liking this, man.
Isn't it? You like the our meteorological classes here?
Hey, man, that mountain view, man, that's a great view, man. We can do without the power lines right there, though,
I
man. Kind of distort the picture a little bit, but that's
power,
cool.
Can I tell you?
Hey, check this out, Dave. I want to say this, man. I love the competition in camp this year, meaning just about anybody on our squad can be a starter, and I'm not overdoing that. You know what I'm saying? Besides the cornerback position, man, anybody can be filled in them roles due to the coaches that we got. But right now, I keep seeing everybody talking about my man, Hoselio Johansson should be traded. You know I had to call in, Dave.
Yeah.
That will not happen, okay?
Well, but if you can get a good draft pick for him, and you've got confidence in Lindley and in Marsh and in Hughes, otherwise you're not going to be able to keep all those young guys.
Nah, that's too much of a risk. Right there, we kind of defeat the purpose of getting Cromartie. I look at it like this. Now, let's just think as businessmen and not as Eagle fans, Dave. If we're going to trade Hanson, we might as well trade Samuel. You'll get something better back for what we're trying to do. We're trying to win the Super Bowl this year or next year. And I agree with the call a couple calls ago that said, man, it's not a one-year thing. So I think Hanson is a part of the next couple of years. So if I'm going to work out a deal, I'm going to work out a deal with Samuel, who I think he would less fit into what we're doing this year. I don't want all the fans get mad. I'm not saying trade him, but I'm saying if it's time, that would be the one because I would get more value for him. So, but as far as the wide receiver position, I think Jason Avant is a number one receiver, Dave. You know, I've been telling you that for years.
No, he's not a number one.
Dave, I mean, how can we say, I don't see a difference from him and Roddy White and any other big receiver. I mean, I'm just being realistic now. Now, we got DeSean Jackson over there on the side now. What I do notice about DeSean is he can be taken out by fast cornerbacks that get a bump on him. To me, DeSean worked better in the slot, and we'll get more out of him. Man, I love to see Jason Avant on the other side, man. I mean, the man got hands. I mean, he got a body. I mean, he don't have the greatest speed, but big those guys, they're not as fast anymore this year. But, man, Jason Avant, man, you know I've been telling you about him all for a long time, babe. That's my man. I got to see him as a number one, man. Number one.
Hey, Ace, thanks. I don't think he's the number one. I mean, I love Jason. He's just, you can leave it right there. There's like no, I'm expecting a twister to emerge out of that. Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful scene. Military day today, training camp live, practice gets altered. We got it all for you live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we talked to several players, Chad Hall most notably, about meeting the military, about spending time with our armed forces who were here at training camp today. And, you know, clearly Chad, who is a military man, is moved by all of this and appreciates it and has a completely different perspective than certainly I. Once again, 16th year of saluting the military, Eagles wide receiver Chad Hall talks about it.
Chad, obviously, how special is today for you?
It's great. It's a great day. Great for these men and women to get out here. I mean, they're overseas, you know, most of them half the year, and they get to come out here, and it's a big deal for them. And it's great for us to be able to give back in some way. And it's just very special to interact with them, see where they're stationed, see what they've been through. They know some of the people that I've worked with. I know some of the people they work with. So it's kind of special just getting to know them.
You have a greater appreciation, though, than other players would, having served in armed forces yourself, though.
Right. You know, I know exactly what they've been through, exactly what they do. They're every day, just like when I was in, we were fighting and preparing here in the U.S. to go overseas and to go to war and to fight for our freedom. So that's what they're doing here, is they're just preparing to go overseas.
Chad, how special is 9/11 going to be this year, being the fact that you guys opened the season against the Rams and it being the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks?
I mean, it's a big deal. You know, that's just one of those things that every 9/11 now, you know, you sit back and think that anything can happen to any country. So It's going to be really special, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of military people out there, and it's just going to be a special day to open up.
From a football perspective, just talk about how much more comfortable, how much more confident you've been in this camp, it being your second camp, and now that you've actually had some time to get your body acclimated to football after last year, you know, coming in after having not played in 2 years.
It's been great. I mean, there's a lot less thinking, and I just have more experience, you know. It's something, the receiver position last year I'd never done before. So now more playing, less thinking is really played in my favor this year, and I do feel real confident.
Chad, even with all the additions that the Eagles have made on offense, you seem to keep finding a way to make plays on the field, keep, you know, getting yourself out there. Just talk about that aspect of it and just trying to keep proving yourself day after day in practice whenever you get an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. I mean, the coach talk about making plays when you're given opportunities. You're not going to get many, especially in camp when you got 90 people. So those few opportunities you got to show up. Whether it's a great block, great catch, whatever it is, you got to do the little things right every play.
Cool. Well, we're keeping an eye on the weather here. Training Camp Live marches on. If we go out suddenly, you know why. The weather is going to get ugly really fast. Tim in Massachusetts joins us on Training Camp Live. Hi, Tim.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm so excited about this team, man. Fuck you, man.
Whoa, whoa. Okay. Thanks, Tim. That was great. 210. Ooh, look at that. 610-758-21 or 1921. 610-7 and you can hear in the background there. Wow, that's so cool. Chase? Okay, Chase. Jason in L.A. joins us. Hey, Jason.
How you doing, Dave?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. So, listen, I'm sitting here watching ESPN. They have Ellis Hobbs on.
Yeah.
So they ask him, they said, what do you think about this, you know, cornerback rotation with the Eagles, considering you've been in that position before? And he said, awkward. And they said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, when I came in, it was Sheldon Brown and Asante was there. And obviously, you know, they're trying to do a little bit of rotation there. And he said, you know, he said, everyone's trying to be the best and you do have some egos involved. And so in his perception, what he thought was that he doesn't think it's going to last. So from your perception, Dave, being there and seeing the camaraderie and the chemistry and these guys trying to work together and then trying to learn some, you know, inside, outside, some different positions, how do you feel that that's going between those guys?
Yeah, I mean, Jason, I think everybody's watched it, and everybody's certainly – oh, here comes the rain. Everybody's kind of kept their finger on the pulse, and it seems fine so far. Now, I think a difference here is that the plan in this, I think we're going to actually lose power here in a bit, but the plan here is to play a lot of cornerbacks on the field. And
right.
And when Ellis was here, it really wasn't that really wasn't the case. But Asante's been great. Dominique has been great. Namdi's great. I think everybody's looking at this team and saying, you know what, we got a chance to win a Super Bowl. Let's focus on that right now. And
yeah. And
so I think that's where they are. Right? Actually, you know what? I'm afraid that camera's going to get blown down. We might want to flip the site out here.
Dave, how are we doing in the area of the fullback? Now, and also, too, maybe address a little bit of why, you know, the Leonard Weaver situation happened. And
what was the situation? I mean, he's not healthy.
Yeah, he didn't recover properly.
Yeah, he has no chance of playing this year. I don't know if Leonard will ever play again.
Okay. And yeah. And how are we moving along with the fullbacks and what we have going on now?
I think that it's Owen Schmidt's job, and Stanley Havili tries to make an impact.
Okay. And how about in terms of, like, with the tight end, Celek aside? I know they brought in Donald Lee, and then you have
And then you have Clay Harbor. Cornelius Ingram looks better, but I think Cornelius is going to have a tough time making this team. But it is clearly Brent Celek's job.
Got it.
I'm going to move the camera here because it's actually getting soaking wet.
Yeah,
this is going to be a doozy, guys. I'm glad you could share the the play-by-play of this storm with us. That's where we're at.
It's about 75 out here in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. You're the second guy from California who's called. Said, bring training camp out here.
Yeah. All right, Dave.
We'd like it. Hey, thanks for the call. Thank you. All right, Jason. Hey, Sam, let's wrap this. Let's have him flip the site. And let's go to Ronnie Brown clip. Let's throw it to Ronnie Brown, and then we're going to flip the site out. But Eagles running back Ronnie Brown, we spoke to him after practice. Obviously a lot going on here. It's a whole different world for him. He loves it here. Why wouldn't you? Ronnie Brown, Eagles running back, talking to our PhiladelphiaEagles.com camera after practice. Good role for him. He moved into the starting lineup today, LeSean McCoy. Just kind of taking a day where he took a little rest. And it was Ronnie Brown's show, and he likes what's going on.
Ronnie, just talk about first time being an Eagle at training camp. You get to experience military day. What is it like seeing the soldiers come out here on the field like this?
Well, it's great. You know, it puts everything in perspective. You know, obviously the things that we do, we feel like are important because these are our jobs. But at the end of the day, when you sit back and think about the things that they do and the things they have to sacrifice to, you know, so we can enjoy a time right now, you know, it puts everything in perspective.
Ronnie, how emotional is it going to be on 9/11 when you guys open the season against the Rams and it's the 10th anniversary of what happened back on the September 11th attacks?
Well, I think it just means a lot, you know, for our country and, you know, these men that go service our country and do the things that they do, men and women. So, you know, it's special, and, you know, for them to get recognition and, you know that, you know, what they do is, you know, very important, then, you know, I think it means a lot, you know, not only to the players, but, you know, to the people in the stands and everybody around, just to let them know that they are appreciated.
Being new to the organization, what does this say about the fact that an organization takes the time out to recognize the men and women for what they do?
Well, it just says a lot about the organization in itself, you know, the way things are ran from top to the bottom and, you know, the things that they put value on. And, you know, obviously I think we talked about community, but, you know, as well as the people that serve our country, giving them appreciation as well, I think that means a lot too.
Cool. Ryan, I appreciate your time.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee. Only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
Did you know that Sprite is made with artificial preservatives? So get real. Try Sierra Mist Natural. Naturally sweetened with real sugar and nothing artificial. For a crisp, clean, lemon-lime taste. Deliciously refreshing Sierra Mist Natural. The natural one. For a refreshing twist, add a splash of your favorite fruit juice. Go to Facebook for delicious drink ideas.
At the end of the day, you can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce, to our fresh veggies, to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship! Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The biggest thing about the first play of the drive, we knew the play the night before and we was going deep. We was going to take a shot.
Oh, he's back and he is looking deep.
This one's called the Deshauninator. If he hits it, he can rename it.
Well, the tent has completely been closed. The rain is pouring down. The thunder is booming. The lightning is raging out there. It is another Lehigh Valley storm. You wonder why everything is so lush and beautiful out here? Because it rains all the time. All right, we've got one more practice session to show you. Special Cat, first session number one. Let's go down Bo Wolf in his humorous way. Mixing in a couple of laughs, doing some play-by-play.
All right, Special Cat now, 11 on 11. We are going four-minute drill. And let's see what the offense can do, burning the clock. Watch that matchup on the right side. Namdi covering Deshaun. And the first play is a run, as it should be in the four-minute drill. Ronnie Brown gets the carry. Shady McCoy not practicing today. All right, second play now. Let's note that Akeem Jordan is in. We have four linebackers in the game right now. In lieu of a second safety. Actually, no, in lieu of a second cornerback. All right, third and three now. Back to the base defense. Got to pick this first down up. See what the offense does. Tight formation. Roll out. And Michael Vick finds Deshaun, who stays in bounds smartly. There it is. That's a big play. Nicely designed, nicely executed. Big play. Now we got a first down. Four linebackers again. And the handoff to Owen Schmidt, who had no carries last year. Love that. All you Madden players love the fullback dive on short yardage. I know that. All right, second down now. About second and eight. Split backfield. A handoff again to Owen Schmidt. Nothing given there by the defense. Third and six now. Jason Kelsey at center. And Juan Castillo tells his defense, got to win the game. Got to get a stop here. Let's see what they can do. Oh. Nicely snipped out by Kurt Coleman. Went for looking for a screen, or a swing pass, rather, to Ronnie Brown, and it's stopped by the defense. They get the ball to the offense, chance to win the game. Good job. Twos now. Vince Young under center, rather. Calls timeout. Didn't like what he saw there from the defense. All right, twos approach the ball again. Four-minute drill here. And the handoff to Deion Lewis, who breaks through an arm tackle. Obviously, this session's not live, but we have seen some surprising physicality from Deion Lewis, who really at Pitt was very good at running between the tackles. He was not as much of a speed back as you would expect. Very physical runner. All right, second and medium distance here. Once again, we got the four linebackers on the field. Ozelio Hansen deep. Hand off to Lewis again. Shakes a little bit. And third down coming up. with Antonio Dixon and Trevor Laws and Mike Patterson all not practicing today. Cedric Thornton working with the twos on the D-line. Here we go. Third and short to pick up the first down. Vince Young under center. Gets it off to Chet Hall, who hauls it in. First down. Nice job getting it out there by Vince Young. Engine number 9. On the Philly Transit line. All right, we got first down again. Engine number 9 under center. Riley Cooper, the lone wideout. And to fullback Stanley Havili, working on the fullback dive here today. Stanley Havili, the 7th-round compensatory pick out of the University of Southern California. Joins Steve Smith, Winston Justice. Anybody else, Fran, on the team? Mike Patterson, of course. How could we forget? Your Philadelphia Trojan men. All right, second and about 7 or 8. Cooper wide again. The hand again to Havili. Both the first and second teams working on back-to-back fullback gives. We'll see if the defense, like the first team defense, can make their stop on the second third down. All right, big third down here. Young and shotgun. Can they pick it up? Can the defense get a stop? Nicely picked up by Deion Lewis, but Vince Young cannot get rid of the ball. That train fell off the tracks. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Threes now getting their shot. 2 minutes on the clock for the threes. Kafka under center. Oh, and a fumble, miss snap. That is Jason Kelsey giving him the ball. And they cannot get the exchange. Craig Cooper, the tailback. Eldra Buckley, the lead fullback, getting work at fullback the last few days. Rashad Genty shows blitz. And Derek Landry brings down Greg Cooper, throws him down in the backfield. The crowd goes crazy. Landry making a real strong case for himself to make this team. Started 16 games for the Panthers last year, and he has been a beast since the preseason game on Thursday night. All right, third and short, third and 3. Can they pick it up? Look for a play action of some sort here. Oh, and he gives it to Buckley. Jamar Adams looks like he would have made the stop there.
And that wraps things up here on Training Camp Live. Dave Spadaro with you. Our final show from Lehigh is tomorrow. That's Fan Appreciation Day. Today we salute our military, our armed forces. We thank them for being here. We thank you for joining us on Eagles Training Camp Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.
Slow starter.
Go, baby, let's go.
We gonna get in shape here.
Boom, yeah, just boom.
There you go.
Cadillac, halfback check.
Eagle. You gotta run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, Stephon, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Step here.
Oh, no. That's why I put him up there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.